It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode on Redefine and Align. Today, I want to dive into why do I help moms in business redefine motherhood? You know, what is it that I value so much about helping women in business really redefine motherhood? And so I want to dive into that with you today and share with you how I help women in business really get to that level with themselves where there is a level of trust and power and the energetics to back it up. And so before we dive in, I wanted to share with you a testimonial. This was from a woman I worked with in a program called Her Courageous Way. It's a 6-week program where we dive into the framework for really understanding the self, understanding emotions, really looking at how has my past impacted my current situation in life, and, you know, situation in life being motherhood, business, and self. Here we are. When I joined Nicole's world, I felt lost in a fog of confusion, self-doubt, and motherhood. Motherhood in lockdown had been my reality for more than a year, and I couldn't see who I was or how to reach my goals outside of wiping bums, late-night feeds, and playing at the park. Now, I feel more connected with myself and know what I desire is possible. Most importantly, I believe in myself and my abilities while showing myself grace and kindness in the darkest moments. What I love most about my time with Nicole was the peace and joy it brought me. Nicole allowed me to understand my own traumas and subconscious beliefs in a way I never imagined possible. Her ability to hold space and accept you and all your thoughts, emotions, and feelings is truly amazing. I love what I know about myself now. It is allowing me to forge the path onto who I am becoming. If you are wondering if working with Nicole is the right choice for you, reach out. She is nothing but supportive and encouraging, in brackets, not pushy, from the very beginning. She even took a second call with me when I needed more information about her programs. Nicole will give you the tools so you can trust yourself. And most importantly, she believes in you with everything she has, which helps you believe in yourself. Working with Nicole was my brave, something I knew undeniably but couldn't defend. I hope you find your brave, and I hope it leads you to Nicole. Woo. I'm getting all emotional now. Whew. Thank you so much. So, in saying all of that, I feel that there is a gap in the industry. If you're a business owner, entrepreneur, there are programs and groups and masterminds you can join to be an entrepreneur. If also you are a mother, a partner, sister, daughter, friend, there are groups you can join to be a mom and or programs you can take to learn how to do the things that you want to do in motherhood. I haven't found, and it's okay if it is existing out there because that's a beautiful thing, but what's important to me is me really bridging the gap between making a space for you to exist as you are in both business and motherhood, because you are who you are. And I think that there's a lot of damage that has been done when we have to separate our values or separate certain sides of ourselves. And I think it's totally doable. And I'm all for like compartmentalizing for sure. And, you know, focusing on one task. I mean, I'm not a supporter in the sense of like, you have to do it all. But I do believe that you can have it all. And I believe that the mindset that comes with having it all has to shift. And so how do we shift that mindset when we aren't when there's really no spaces for us to show up to be both. So it's like you can have both, but you can't show up and be both. Do you know what I'm saying? So for me, my programs, my masterminds, my group programs are all designed so you can show up and be both. We look at what is playing out in your business that's preventing you from being present at home. What is playing out in your home, your motherhood, your relationships that is preventing you from fully showing up in your business? What has gone on in your life, in the generations before you, even past lives, that is potentially impacting how you show up in motherhood and how you show up in your business? I truly believe, and it's kind of based on science and the law of cycles, you know, everything is running on a cycle. Our body runs on a cycle. The moon runs on a cycle. Like everything, there's seasons. There is like everything is a cycle. And I believe it's so important to be able to show up and be all of who we are and to really look at if I am struggling in an area in my life, how can I use that projection or mirror to come back and reflect on myself? You know, I can do all the money management work, all the energetics around money. I can master my mindset around money. I can think good thoughts and affirm good thoughts. And I can read a really great book and learn all the strategic, logical steps. And I can think really good things. And I can do the resolution around money. But if I'm not connecting what I believe is possible for me as a woman, as a mother in business, then for me, that is a major roadblock in my success. So in my Becoming program, in her courageous way, in her essence, we are diving into what's going on. We're utilizing the business as a mirror based on what you want, what you desire, what are your goals, what is your vision for self? You know, where are the gaps? What are you not seeing that you want to be seeing? And then we take a look at motherhood, and then we take a look at self. We utilize motherhood and business as our mirrors to come back to self. And so my coaching, my unique ability is to be able to look at the patterns in our life and bring it back and get right down to the root. So I'm not your business coach, like a traditional business coach. You're not going to walk away with a marketing plan and a business plan and strategies per se. But when we do that resolution work and we understand the themes and the patterns that are playing out, absolutely, you will have a strategy. It just won't be what you think it is. You will have a strategy for how you navigate the chaos. You will have the framework and the guide to refer back to understand that what you're experiencing is part of the process. You will have the tools and the strategies to know that right now in this moment, this is what's being activated, and you will be able to come back and get your groundedness and your calm and find your center and show up in your empowerment. So what I love about working with women in business is their passion for making an impact in the world, their passion for earning an income that they never thought possible, or maybe they never had seen before. I love working with women in business because something inside of them said, I want more and I'm ready for more. I don't think we know. I think we underestimate how powerful it can be when women come together, like-minded women come together to connect. I think it's totally underestimated. And I have been doing some reflection, you know, in prep for today's episode. And I've been thinking like, oh my gosh, I have been in the business of motherhood for so long, probably since I was 17 years old. And probably before that, because I was kind of a, you know, an old soul and kind of took care of people more than I probably needed to. That's another story for another time. There's something really beautiful that happens when women come together and connect and deeply connect that can share, this is my struggle that I'm having in business, and ultimately go, and I'm struggling here in motherhood too. Because when we can't actually share what's going on with us, You know, that shame, it keeps our creativity stifled. And when it comes to business and it comes to divine leadership, it's all energy. So when we dive into the work, we're looking at how can we untap the energy? Where is the energy that is potentially being trapped because of some sort of belief, pattern, way of doing things that's no longer serving you? So again, I'm not a traditional business coach, but do I believe and have I seen over and over and over again results when you start looking at your relationship with yourself, how you're showing up in motherhood and aligning motherhood and business? It's profound. It is profound. So that's that. That's my uniqueness. That's what I love. That's what I value. And I believe there's a gap out there in the industry. And I'm all for being able to show up and just talk business because you need it. You need to know how to do marketing. You need to have a marketing plan. You need to know the numbers in all of these spaces. But my containers are about growth, are about embodiment, and they're about transformation. So women are coming to these programs when they have a foundation of their business. They have income coming in. They know why they're in business. They have a family. They have children. And something's not aligned. It's like, I'm doing all the things. I am happy with everything that I have, but I still am not happy. I'm doing all the things. I have everything I thought, and I'm still feeling unfulfilled. I'm on a wheel that just feels like it's never ending. And so my framework, my process, the becoming process is all about giving you that permission to check in on yourself, to have a community to come back into, to have a coach that sees you and hears you. Because only when you feel safe and secure can you really go into the shadow side of motherhood, the shadow side of business, and go into the shadow side of the self. Ooh, I have all the goosebumps. So when I think about how a mom in business could benefit from my work, it truly does come down to, where are you holding yourself back because of maybe a fear, a belief that you may have that you don't even know that you have? Like, a lot of clients always say to me, I didn't know I needed you until like we were in this program. That's really powerful. It's like, I know that I needed this. I know that I desired this, but I didn't know until it was in front of me. And that's a beautiful part. The more connected we become to ourselves, when we reconnect and we remember our magic, life gets to be that much more enjoyable. We get to infuse our everyday with play. We get to step off of this idea that everything has to consistently be the same, or pressure or force. And we slow down. One common denominator between everyone I've ever worked with is this sense of loneliness. My own observations and research have shown me time and time again that loneliness is such a deeply rooted emotional experience, and one that we don't really have a lot of structure for. When we get into that, it's really difficult to navigate. So as entrepreneurs and moms, like, high loneliness, to presuppose you're an entrepreneur or business owner, you know, unless you're doing it with like one of your great friends or a family member, like, you're on your own. Literally, you are your own boss. And communities and masterminds and group programs and hiring a coach and hiring a mentor are so key in our success. How can, you know, the Becoming Mastermind help you? How can the 30-day coaching program help you? How can the quantum change, a one-off session, help you? It is an opportunity to get to the root of what is causing you to not go all in. It's an opportunity to look at the root of what's preventing you from showing up fully in your business. It's an opportunity to get to the root of why you can't find the time, the energy, or the money to do the things that you love to do. It's an opportunity to show up and get to the root of what you do want. Quantum change process is a beautiful session rooted in forgiveness. We set a beautiful intention and I walk you through very powerful clearings. You know, your body holds on to cellular memory. And through this session, not only are we consciously becoming aware of patterns or cycles that we've been living in, but we're breaking them and we're releasing it from the body. You can absolutely trust that when you are done this session, your confidence will be 1000% increased, your peace of mind, and your clarity. And when you have peace of mind, think of the different things you can create in your mind. When you get clarity, you can come back to yourself and feel super empowered to make those decisions for yourself. If you want more than just one session, but you don't want to invest time, money, and energy into a longer program, I do have my 30-day coaching program where we really have like a onboarding session where we talk about what it is that you want and what you're hoping to gain from the 30 days together. We do our QCP session, and then the next 2 weeks are really about holding space, unpacking that session, and really diving into the coaching framework. And I do this through Voxer. We go back and forth on Voxer, and we have a few video calls as well. 30-day coaching, I mean, is such an incredible way to invest in yourself, to be present with yourself and get to that root and have someone guide you, right? If you're new to the world of energetics and quantum work, then the 30-day program I would highly recommend because we get to really hang out together for 30 days. And then you get to decide if you want to continue on. My one-on-one coaching is called Her Essence. That is a monthly program where you can decide to connect for 3 months or 6 or 12. The women who are in my containers more than 3 months, you know, we're at a level of like, true authentic embodiment. Who they were when they started is not who they are now. And we're seeing results happen in business sales, in energy in business, in being present at home, having healthy and thriving relationships with partners, and really, truly designing a life on their terms. Right? So that's the one-on-one. And then the Becoming Mastermind. You've heard me talk about this before, but the Becoming Mastermind is definitely going to be launching in March. So, you know, stay tuned for all the details. But this mastermind is for women in business, and it is for women who are ready to grow with other women. We are going to dive into the process and the framework for becoming. We are going to learn about our divine leadership. And as much as I am teaching, we are also connecting. We are growing. We are creating authentic relationships. Here's what I loved the most about my last group, my alumni becoming members. No one missed a day. And if they did, it was like, I just feel really sick right now and I can't. The attendance for a weekly mastermind call was 95% of the time, everyone was always there. And that's incredible. That just speaks to the level of joy, love, success, connection, support that was being, like those needs were being met. Becoming Mastermind is my favorite. I mean, oh, that's tough to say because they're all my favorite, but I wanted to share with you kind of like stages and phases of how to work with me, depending on where you're at in your business, depending on your income level, depending on your time level, depending on your energy level. Where you're at is important. And I always want you to feel like there is a point where you can come in and have that support and receive that support, because it's not about coming in and doing the all or nothing. It's about really being honest with where you're at in your life and what you need. And if you don't know what you need, then we just book an exploration session and we dive into that. That's like simple, simple. Spend 2 hours together. I'll ask you a lot of simple questions and we will get really clear about where you're at and where you want to go. And I can recommend what I believe is going to be best for you. And if all of that just is like not resonating, the Mom Collective is a beautiful space. It's a monthly membership. I offer one live training every month and a Q&A. This is just new, hot off the press. We are going to have a mom's night out slash in, depending on regulations at any given time, to do fun things, you know, to do tarot cards or angel cards, to do breath work, intuitive art, to come together and connect and talk and have fun and play. The absolute best. So the monthly membership is such an incredible space. If you take, or when you're enrolled in any of my programs, you actually are automatically invited into the space. And once you're done the work, you can choose to stay on or not. We also have a private Facebook group. There's no Facebook group. It's just a Voxer group. So it's an opportunity to share and connect in there and have, you know, an opportunity to meet other women and build relationships, because that's what ultimately it's all about. Number one, I want you to feel seen and heard. Number two, I want you to know that you're not alone on this journey. And number three, community, right? Community is so essential as an entrepreneur and as a mother. And in my world, I want to be able to bring both to you. That is all I have for you today. I hope that this episode has brought you clarity, has given you some insight as to what I am passionate about and why working with moms in business is so important to me. You know, being, if you want it all, then let's come to a space that's holding it all. Okay. And let's learn the framework to dive into the darkness and the shadow side of motherhood and business. Let's dive into the spaces where when you go through them, you're going to come out on the other side with so much clarity and peace and resolution, and you're going to fly, because that's what it's all about. I would love to hear from you. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you do. We release a new episode every Friday, and I would love for you to leave us a review on Apple if that's where you're listening to. You can always send me a DM. I leave my link to Instagram in the show notes. If you want to book a call and just kind of connect for 15 minutes and just kind of say, you know what, like, is this something you can help me with? Yes, yes, yes. Let's book the call. I am sending all my love to you. I know how precious your time is, and I am so grateful that you chose to spend this time with me. Sending you all the love. Until next time. Bye, love.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? Find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing, we were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all, and I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.